Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tyson Harley here, being a prodigious, which is rare for me on the scales of truth. Prodigious. Just producing so much. So I guess prodigious probably means over a longer period of time than a matter of a week. It's more like your total collection, whether that itself is very exceptional in quantity. And my catalog is certainly not very big yet. So maybe prodigious is a little bit much, but prodigious for me. How about that? Prodigious for me? No, that just means you're doing more than usual, Tyson. That doesn't mean you're prodigious yet. You don't get to take on such a respected word with just the idea that you're doing more than usual. Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, that was probably a little bit much to call myself prodigious. So this one I want to talk about. The emergency management infrastructure has to go. And I'm going to tell you why. So what I'm talking about is, up front, I'll tell you two reasons. One, emergencies are meant to be exceptional, not full time. Okay, not full time. Two, the existence of emergency management ends up making leaders not lead. Okay, three, it causes confusion. So one, actually might go with three. It shouldn't be full time and it causes confusion. Those two might kind of go together. So we can say that. And the reason that it shouldn't be full time is because emergencies aren't supposed to be full time. They're supposed to be the exception. Sure, we can have theories on it. We should not have any, I know this is a strong take, I don't care. It's become incredibly damaging to our country. And honestly, I've had a problem from the very beginning because I knew it's how it could be extended. Okay, emergency drills, bad idea. Why are you making such realistic drills? Why can't you just know the steps? Why are you getting a bunch of, I kind of like to perform, so I'll be the person who's in triage so they can perform, you know, because they can't follow their instructions or just look at their guidebook unless I get to put on bloody makeup. They're adults. They know the types of things they have to do generally in emergencies. You should have a setup of who to communicate with regarding what emergency. You should not have somebody doing full-time emergencies, because then that becomes, I should say, being involved as a position as full-time emergency management, because then that becomes a basic mindset. If you have full-time emergency management, then you end up having full-time emergencies. You end up having, when something happens, you don't take it as, okay, and then we finish that, because it's not normal operations. It's an emergency. We need to get back to normal operations. And instead, we have full-time emergency management people making a lot of money when the emergencies barely happen. So what's that about? An emergency, by definition, is rare. So how is it that we are paying entire offices of emergency management? It's a bad idea. It does cause confusion in more than one case, and quite several, actually. Not to be conspiratorial, I don't care, you know me. In more than one case of awful situations, drills scheduled on the very same day caused confusion. I'm not gonna go into any implications as far as that. I'll let it imply to you what that says, but whether that's actually true is for another day, case by case, right? But drills are so real that people then wonder, what's going on here? Is this just the drill? I mean, the drill involves everybody who would be involved. It's so vast. The drill is so comprehensive that then if it's scheduled around the same day, people don't even understand whether it's a drill or the actual thing. That's a problem. All right, it's a real problem. The other reason that emergency management in this situation as a full-time deal is a problem is that they're so drilled. They're drilled like this goes along with the idea that I will say it. I will absolutely say it. A military mindset is meant for war. There's an analogy here. A war is an emergency. A military mindset of you must obey. You must comply. You must obey. You have a commanding officer, after all. Cannot be applied to the general public because they're not armed forces. You must obey. You must comply. Take your orders. That is a bad mindset for the average citizen. A bad and awful mindset. But more so, that's why armed forces are one thing when there's a major situation. And when they stick to things otherwise being, we're just in a defensive situation unless and until other things happen. But when these people are so well versed, they don't think through the situation. Instead, they just apply their rules as though it's worst case. They just go into automaton mode. They go into automation. They go into what? All right, let's do it. They don't even necessarily involve. If they get rule orders from above, and that's what emergency management looks like, they're not independent. Is it really a county emergency management? Could be if it's local. But I think we've proven pretty clearly that with COVID, all of a sudden, things are pretty coordinated. There's no one questions what goes on in the emergency management office because now it's their duty to follow these steps. And it's not their duty to, I'd be really interested in, and I don't know this, I do not know this, to constantly reevaluate for checking the emergency to see if any excessive acts upon the populace are still necessary. But the thing is, even with that, they're in emergency mode. Are they going to give that up? It's the most power they've had. The most power they've had because they've been practicing all along. I'm not saying the emergency management types are necessarily those that want to exercise power, but, and this dovetails with the next part, that it keeps leaders from making decisions, keeps them from leading. Once an emergency happens, some of them are like, dude, I trained for this. Okay, shut your mouth. It's an emergency now. I'm going to tell everybody it's an emergency because it is. Did you really think through it? Is it really necessary? Does your emergencies consider the real balance of taking away people's rights if that's necessary, of excessive emergency rules? And again, do you reconsider knowing that an ongoing emergency is no more than changing fundamental parts of society until it changes back? Do you really do that exercise? Because you're not a political scientist. You're not a politician. You're not a political leader. You're not even supposed to be a decision maker. You're supposed to be advisory. Yes, when a tornado happens, people go to you to coordinate it. Why? I don't know. Honestly, we already have emergency services. We already have firemen and policemen and search and rescue and then volunteers. So why do we need another whole level to coordinate that? You don't think part of a policeman's expertise overlaps with what happens during emergencies? Are things being looted? I wonder if the police ever deal with people taking stuff. Huh. Well, it's a good thing emergency management's there. Good thing for that. Oh, people are stranded? Oh, yeah. Nobody ever deals with that. Not search and rescue. Not police. People, you know, bad things happen, like businesses catching fire. Huh. What would we do without emergency management? How could we possibly think through this unless we had a central plan of emergency management? If we didn't have the emergency management people and only the firemen, what would they do? Ha, you know, they don't know what to do unless emergency management is there if we called it emergency. If we didn't, yes, they're the experts, the absolute experts. But boy, if we call that thing an emergency, or the thing is an emergency as opposed to an individual of a singular case of like a house burning, well, they wouldn't know what to do. What do you do if there's fire? Hey, emergency management type. Can you tell me what to do if there's fire?
So coordinate with me. Coordinate with me.
All of it's unnecessary. And I think on purpose or not, this emergency management popping up all over the place just kind of centralizes and really gives the apparatus for a takeover where leaders don't lead. So we'll transition into that. Leaders don't lead. You know, something's called, it's such a big emergency. And now emergency management types say, all right, time for me to have a spotlight on me. It's my day in the sun.
I don't know why every character I do sounds a little bit effeminate. I can't help it.
There's nothing against that. It almost always meant to sound kind of like a Karen or a woman. So don't be too offended. It's just my fun voice, okay?
I'll try to be more. Listen, it's my day in the sun and I'm going to take it. All right, I know this stuff. And I always have hated politicians. Don't question me.
It's their job to lead. It's their job to question you. So, A, they're going to get offensive and defensive. I don't know why I said that. The emergency management types are going to get defensive. We know this stuff. You don't. And then the leadership, as a result of that, and the mere fact that emergency management exists, are going to be like, well, you know, I'm a leader in everything, and I'm supposed to make decisions. I'm saying that way on purpose, because this is how elementary they become in this situation. I know I'm supposed to analyze. I'm supposed to be worldly and supposed to be educated and supposed to represent the people, supposed to make important decisions and distinctions in particular situations. But I don't know. I guess I got to defer to emergency management. You know, we're trying to be civilized after all. And then all of a sudden, the leading is not done by politicians. And the politicians would normally have those concerns. Maybe bring them up. I know politicians, as a general rule, suck. But on the other hand, at least they don't have the excuses to not even really, really discuss the situation. Even those who would generally go, I don't know about this, you know, have the tendency to go, I don't know about this, but, you know, that's what the experts are saying. So since it's an emergency and we have emergency management, who am I to lead? Who am I, after all, to lead since it's an emergency and we have emergency management? I'm only the mayor, after all. I'm only the county commissioner. So who am I to lead the city or the county when I have some bureaucrat who's in a fantasy land where a drill happens every week and he recruits his actor friends to bleed a lot. Fake bleed, of course. Boy, that was fun! I got to act like I was being triaged! Obviously,
as a politician, don't want to use the wrong fake voice, as a seasoned politician who got into the position so I could help lead when necessary. I could get us to a higher plane and help us understand and analyze in an honest way. I can't do any of that shit because it's an emergency. There's nothing I can do. I mean, I might as well just go mow my lawn. Because, hey, they got this.
Yeah, dude, that's what politicians are supposed to do. When it's the biggest time to step in, you're supposed to be the least active. And honestly, my conspiratorial side, you know it's big, but I've been suspicious of those drills and of the apparatus forever, and COVID convinced me I was not incorrect. Why are you building this emergency management? It shouldn't be full-time. It should be reactionary as the situation stands. Yeah, you could have some emergency management principles, but to the extent it's, and then in this case, we'll take over the whole world. And then this guy, no, you can't, you don't need things that prescribed. You don't need them to so automatically happen. You can have principles that advise leaders, but not full time. You know, bring somebody in who's just somebody from Harvard or whatever and say, so tell us about some general emergency management principles. I think you know it. You're smart. All right. You'll get through it. Here are some basic ones. Pitfalls. Here are the pitfalls to avoid. That's all that should be out there, because our leaders need to lead. That or some major reform of emergency management and the power it's supposed to take on independently needs to happen. The thing needs to be reformed, because what held up this joke of an emergency that's going to happen, hey, just 2 weeks to slow the curve to $6 trillion being spent, was the idea that it's an emergency and you're not supposed to be a leader. They've got to defer, because after all, the least most important time, the least important time to exercise your power as a leader is when the biggest emergencies happen. Who do you think you are trying to disagree on emergencies? I don't know. I thought I was in Congress. Oh, I don't know. I thought I was the mayor. Funny thing about that. Here I was thinking I was the mayor, because I am. But now I'm not supposed to weigh in and oh, it's okay if I weigh in. Just don't disagree with the emergency management. Oh, it's okay if I win. I just got to remember not to disagree with the health department leader. You know, that unelected guy who thinks he's better than everybody else. And we imported in at, you know, making $250,000. Yeah. Oh, I'm not supposed to weigh in on that. I mean, who am I as the mayor to think that I have anything to do with, you know, helping run the city when an emergency happens? Who am I, after all? I'm only the mayor. Who am I to run the county? Who am I to weigh in on specific situations affecting the county in a massive way? After all, I'm only a county commissioner. I mean, the bureaucrat emergency management who goes and does their drills all the time with their buddies who are actors and friends. Oh, that guy should definitely have more power than me. After all, I'm only a county commissioner. So what would I have to do with ruling the county? Huh? Yeah, you know, I'm only a congressman. I just got to defer to fucking demon Fauci. Well, what does Fauci say? Turns out he continues to say nothing. Well, if Fauci says this is still an emergency, then obviously we should drop all anything having to do with regular constitutional limits. Why wouldn't we? Why would I think through this when, after all, Demon Fierci's there? Why would I represent my district in my state in an emergency situation and try to lead when in an emergency? Why would I do that? I mean, I'm only the congressman. Why would I do that? I'm only the senator. Why would I do that? They say we should, you know, suspend fundamental rights. They say we should change the traditions of America. Who am I to disagree? I'm only a senator, and some technocrats are saying otherwise. I'm going to do another one on technocrats. It's going to be real similar, actually, but not quite, some different analysis. Who am I? I'm only the president. I'm only the president. Who am I to really, really analyze and make my own decisions if some health technocrats tell me not to? Who do you think you are? Well, I thought I was the president, so I feel like I should have some pretty good say-so here. No, we're in automatic mode now, okay? We're in automatic mode. There's no analysis to be done unless and until we tell you. Huh. I wonder if that serves the interest of some people if they won't influence the, quote, emergency management types, the technocrats, you know, the health experts to continue that situation and be outraged that a political office holder would dare try to exercise independent thought in leadership. Who do you think you are? Don't you know that I'm the county health department doctor? Yeah, I don't care. Well, I'm the county commissioner. So you advise me. You advise me. You don't become outraged and try to follow automatic rules to overtake my leadership. All right, guys. I hope I've made the argument for you at least to understand the possibility that emergency management, it kind of just snuck in like everything else. Like, we never agreed on a bunch of emergency management, like everywhere, like in any town over 10,000 people, probably over 50,000 people. Yeah, we've got a whole emergency management office. They make a lot of money. And also there's five people in there. And you know, because emergencies happen like every day, so we need to have a full-time person. And you know why? You know, we couldn't possibly ad lib it with all the experts that would overlap in any emergency management situation and leaders. No, couldn't possibly figure it out without an emergency management office that just knows basics of emergency management, which can be looked up on the internet, where you can go consult with somebody because people are going to be willing to consult with you if you have a big emergency. Yeah. Yeah, we definitely need emergency management so that we go into automatic mode and leaders are not supposed to question us, as though emergencies don't have a political aspect. All right, guys, catch me on Chemology 411 as well. We release a regular full one main topic episode that's called the main Chemology 411 episode. And then every week we release Systematic Chaos. We just talk about this and that. It's miscellaneous, but we just thought miscellany wasn't as fun sounding as Systematic Chaos. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good one.